We have here documentary evidence to show you. We shall make them available to you so that you will see for yourselves. Let us explain to you what these people did. These machines were to be located in various government houses or other designated places in the 22 states that were involved. They had trained personnel who were able to use only one fingerprint to register hundreds of thousands of persons. They had access into the system, and this fake registration have all passed through successfully into the database. We shall now use the register in Imo State to demonstrate what we have termed the Amuma magic. The Imo State governor is from Amuma Ward in Oru East local government area of Imo State. In 2014, Amuma Ward had barely 6,500 registered voters. In recent past, Oru East being the hotbed of insurgent activities of a non-government in the state, and with high level of insecurity, many residents have relocated from their ancestral homes. However, Amuma Ward now have over 46,000 registered voters. And not that is the ward. We're talking about ward, not the local government. The ward alone now have 46 polling units. Then can zoom your camera. This is an extract from the voter register. When you go to Oru East Amuma Central School 2, you will see names like George Shidana, a man's picture and female gender. You will see names like Ghana Koki, a man's picture and female gender. You will see a name like Gosigo Faith, a man's picture and female gender. If you go also to Amuma Primary School, pulling in 01, you will see a name like Grifty Edem, a man with a female picture. If you go to pulling in 01, same Amuma, you see a name like Hans Bira, a woman's picture and a male gender. Then you continue also, you go to Umuhu Primary School 001, you see a man's picture, female gender, a name called Lanley Allen. We're talking of Amuma where you have names like Nkechi Adam. Then you go to the same Umuhu Primary School, see a name Luna Elomo, a woman's picture and male gender. You see another name, Makati Yoso, Japanese name. This is how all of them is. When we went through the register, we discovered thousands of these foreigners in the register. We named such as Grifty Edem, Hins Bray, Flood Gary, Ford Scott, Ghana Stella, Hood Killer, Harin Drake, Gruti Silas, Lenley Allen, Morono Lee, Maurice Dankwam, Navarro Dankwam, Tyson Carter. They are all in their thousands. We're using Amuma and Imo as a test case of what have been done to over 80 states in the country. It is, however, very instructive that it will be discovered from the data in the register that we shall make available to you that all these fake registrants, both old and young, as can be seen from their photos, all have the same date of birth, 1983, including the grandmothers there. Nigerians will also see new registrants, which are, when you go to page 4 of this, you will see people that were born in 1900, 1902, 1912, 1913, 1931, registered among this new registration, which are names we believe we are from a death register in New Zealand.
All right, of course, that was the voice of, what's his name now? The CUPP's spokesperson. That's the Coalition of United Political Parties. Ikenga Imo Ugochinyere, sharing extracts of the National Voters Register at a media briefing yesterday. And that's just part of the things he said. So this morning, hashtag Occupy INEC was actually trending. All right. So in that particular video, the young man said a lot of things. They had papers and even asking the cameraman there to zoom in so they can actually see what they were showing and what they were reading out. Okay. Part of what he mentioned is what you just listened to, where he was talking about fake registrants in the registration in the National Voters Register. Now, we had to reach out to INEC, you know, to find out from INEC. Are you aware, excuse me, that something like this happened? What's up with what he just said? What's up with the allegations? And of course, we heard from the INEC Public Affairs Officer in River State, Geraldine Ekelemo, and she said there is a process that's ongoing. She says it's the cleaning up of the register of voters. And she says this has been on since the continuous voter registration was suspended on the 31st of July. So let's listen to what Madam Geraldine actually said. Before I play you her own sound or her own voice, in an interview with our correspondent, she said that she actually expects that any claims and objections by citizens regarding the register to be channeled to the INEC headquarters in Abuja rather than heading to social media. So that was her response to the audio that you just listened to. So let's listen now to the INEC public affairs officer in River State, Geraldine Ekelemo.
Claims seek to bring to the consciousness of the commission errors that are made in name spelling, in date of birth, on the gender specification of the individual who had come to register, or any other error that could happen while the registration was going on. Objection seeks to point out people who have been included or who have been registered who ought not to be part of that registration.
Okay, so that was her voice there. Now, let me just also bring something to your mind. All right, remember a few days ago we had a conversation with the INEC commissioner, all right, on voter education. That's Mr. Festus Okoye. And he mentioned something like this. That particular conversation was on the 1.1 million or over 1.1 million voters that were delisted. But I remember he released a statement before he granted that interview. So this is the statement from INEC that was released on Monday, 12th of September this year. And it started with, as Nigerians are aware, the cleaning up of the register of voters using the automated biometric identification system, ABIS, is ongoing since the suspension of the continuous voter registration on 31st of July. And then he says, the ABIS for the period 15th January to 31st July 2022 is almost completed. Several double, multiple, and ineligible registrants have also been detected and invalidated. These include entries that fail to meet the Commission's business rules. The Commission takes this responsibility seriously because a credible register is at the heart of electoral integrity. And then he went on to say, as soon as the process is concluded, the Commission will provide the public with full information as usual. Thereafter, valid registrants will be added to the existing National Register of Voters before publishing same nationwide for scrutiny, claims and objections by citizens as required by Section 19, Subsection 1 of the Electoral Act 2022. And he ended with, we reassure Nigerians that a thorough process is being undertaken to clean up the registration data. Similarly, permanent voters' cards for all valid registrants will be available for collection by the end of October or early November, as promised. So that's the statement there from INEC. And that was on Monday. Okay, so listening to what CUPP brought to our knowledge, all right? Of course, they had loads and loads of papers that they held up, and we're reading out all of that. And matching it with what INEC has said so far in response to this, and with 2023 in view, I have a question for you. All right. First of all, remember that the story says, or sorry, the statement says what they call cleaning up of new registrations. It's actually the press release is on updates on the cleaning up of new registrations. That was actually that particular press release. So they're saying it's ongoing. Okay. So with this in mind, and of course, with some other allegations that people have brought up, you know, here and there, And I remember during that conversation with Mr. Festus Okoye, I even had to, you know, ask him, what's your take on, you know, people who are saying that you're conniving with politicians to disenfranchise some parts of the country? And he says, we're not doing that, all right? We have given people time to come out and do their registration, and they decided not to show up when they were supposed to show up. And when they did show up, they thronged at our offices and we couldn't handle. And all every other thing that he said in defense to that, actually. So my question to you is, what is your level of confidence right now on the electoral umpire? Can you gauge it on a scale of 1 to 5? You tell me. What is it like? Is it still very strong? Or is it shaky a little bit? Or is it gone? So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the highest and 5 being the lowest, when you're calling, you can start off with that. You tell me, yeah, my confidence in INEC is number 1. Still very strong. I believe that INEC is still going to deliver the 2023 elections as they have promised, or as it has promised that it will deliver. That particular election is going to be free, it's going to be fair, and all the words they use. So I would like to really hear from you. So what's your level of confidence in INEC on a scale of 1 to 5? And then the other question, you know, I was actually supposed to have someone for this particular conversation, but you and I are going to have the conversation together. All right? You are the electorate, and I'm sure you have something you think can be done. Now, looking at the fact that INEC, you know, it's as if people are throwing stones at INEC at every point, and they just come in from every angle. At some point, it's people saying, oh, they are selling PVCs to politicians. And that's why we've begun to discover them in some places. INEC staff. Oh, they are collecting money to register people, whereas it is supposed to be free. And INEC will claim, the leadership will claim they don't know. INEC. And right now, we're hearing fake registrants. INEC is conniving with politicians to disenfranchise voters in some areas. INEC. All right. So, as an electorate, right, what do you think you can actually do? Now, I'm not just thinking, don't just think as an individual, but collectively, what do you think we can do as electorates to better help INEC do a good job come 2023? Is there something you think we can actually do? Is there something you think as a voter that you can do to help the umpire as they prepare for the 2023 elections? And number 2. Okay, this should be number 3, right? So the first question is your level of confidence. All right. The second one is what you think we as electorates can actually do to help INEC do a good job. And then number 3 question, what do you think also INEC should do to, should I say, show or prove that the commission is really independent? It's not biased. Of course, statements have been released. Responses have been released. What do you think INEC, maybe he's not really doing well, that INEC should do to show that, see, we're really not tilting to any political party? So those are the questions I have for you. Can we talk? Yes, let's talk. This is the number 1 station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. 0123. And you can also send me a message via WhatsApp. But please, when you're sending that message, remember to read the message, all right? So that whatever you're saying, or I can understand it, read it out, all right? So remember also, you're not calling in to start insulting anybody. Remember that. And then one final reminder before I open the phone lines, before I pick your calls, rather.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
All right, Godi from Rumokoroshi, you're welcome.
Thank you. About what you're talking, I don't have confidence in INEC. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I said I don't have confidence in INEC.
Okay.
The reason being that INEC, so far as we are Nigerians, INEC cannot give you 100% of what we need. And looking at it, there must be rigging also, because I know what Nigeria are up to. I know what Nigerians are up to.
Okay, could you speak louder?
Nigeria are the people that you see. They know how to manipulate their way. They know how to go about it. If you talk about food buying, you see some of them, they can even go at night and give money and say tomorrow morning, go and vote. And so far as it is concerned, you will look at some people, they will pretend as if they don't know what they're doing. And some people, some clans also are trying. You said?
I was asking you to speak louder. I could barely hear what you were saying.
You are hearing me?
Okay, so you've answered the first question on your confidence level. You say you don't have any confidence. So the second one, what do you think electorates can do to help INEC do a good job?
Electorate can do nothing. Even the electorate are even the problem of this election. Because most of the times, they will shout on this. After this, they will mobilize some people. They will organize. If you vote for this, we will shoot you. We don't need you. Any person who is not voting for this person should not come here. Then, even when the INEC is trying to organize it properly. Like last time, the INEC came to the studio, like one studio, and was talking about the physical challenge people. He assured everybody that even the physical challenge people came, and now we have open eye. It was not as before. I asked him one question. Are you sure we have open eye? He said, now we have Nigeria have open eye. We are now white. Every year we are white. Every year we are white.
Okay.
This year now.
Okay, thank you very much, Goody, for calling. I'm thanking you for calling. Thank you. Let's hear from Dakuku from Eche. Hello, Dakuku.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dakuku.
Let me contribute over the registration and I next. Listen.
First of all, Dakuku.
You know,
hello, Dakuku. Did you hear the first question?
So I want to ask questions.
No, you can't be asking questions. Waity, Dakuku.
Okay.
My first question. We're following a particular template now. The first question is, what's your confidence level in INEC? Are you very confident? On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 is the highest. Are you confident that INEC is going to deliver a free, fair, credible election 2023? Are you a little bit shaky, or maybe you don't have any confidence in INEC at all?
See, definitely, I don't have confidence in INEC 2023 election.
Why?
They may not even deliver, but what happened in Osun, they tried a lot, and what happens in Ekiti, they tried a lot, but in 2023, I don't think that INEC will be seriously delivered as on my own. Because what happens in the primary election of presidential candidates has told me that they cannot, we can't have confidence on them. Are you getting me?
Okay, so you don't think that INEC has learnt and is ready?
Hello?
You don't think that INEC has learnt, especially with Ekiti election and Osun State election?
Most of money paid by the aspirants. to people to vote for them, which is supposed to cancel that election. This is stuntman. This is stuntman. It's not in our constitution for somebody to pay money before they voted me in.
Okay, so
okay.
So I've gotten that part. So what do you think INEC can actually do to prove that it will do a good job?
What they for me to do is during the time of election, definitely they have to monitor and watch any polling unit or any who state that's been paid money by the governor or any whoever it is, that election should be cancelled on that state. I get my point.
All so right.
That I'll be comfortable on them knowing that they did credible election. And
all
anybody
right.
who violated the law should be arrested.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling, Dakuku. Friday from Eche. Are you still there? I suspected. All right. Too well to call back. I think I'm enjoying the way this conversation is going. So let's just go with that template. First of all, your confidence level. Are you still confident that INEC is going to deliver come 2023? And you're measuring. So please, I want to hear from you. Are you very confident that INEC is going to do a good job, regardless of what has happened in the past? Or are you like, I'm not very confident, though. I don't, they might. So, or are you like, I don't trust INEC to do a good job? See what happened before now? Are you not seeing the way things are going? You know, like Nigerians like to talk like that. All right, so you tell me, what's your confidence level? Number one. Then number two, as an electorate, all right, especially for someone who has gone to vote before now, you see what happens, right? So you tell me, what do you think that other voters can actually do to help INEC come 2023? Or maybe in the build-up to the election, what can we do? And then the third question, what can INEC also do to show that it is not biased, to show that it is ready, or to show that it can deliver come 2023? All right, we have Alozie from Omuma. Hello, Alozie.
Good evening, Constance.
You're welcome to the show.
In the scale of 1 to 5, I will score INEC 2.
That's your confidence level.
The new, fine. I am overconfident that INEC will conduct free and credible election con 2023.
Okay.
The problem now is no longer INEC.
All right.
Because the new amended law has put the state of elections in Nigeria to be assumed to be fair and free. The problem now is now on the electorate, me and you. Are we going to follow up what the new electoral law states? My confidence, you know, the confidence I have that 2023 election will be conducted free and fair. Those days, we will do election. After election, you will see INEC bringing out what they called incident form. Mm. At the end of the day, while people will stay in the various polling units to vote, some political leaders will use the incident form to manipulate votes and pass any candidate they want to pass. But come 2023 election, there is nothing like incident form. It
All
is
right.
per one person and one vote. So with this, I am confident enough that 2023 general election will be free and fair. Vote buying, we cannot say that vote buying will stop. But let every person judge himself. The condition we find in our country today, are you going to sell your conscience with that 2,000, with that 3,000, with that 4,000 they will give you? Are you going to sell yourself into slavery for another 8 years, for another 4 years?
All
because
right.
of the peanuts
Thank
they
you
will give
calling.
To you that day. Thank you, Alozie King.
All right, Alozie. Nancy, are you still there? Oh, wow. All right, Nancy, please do well to call back. And you can also head on to Facebook and drop me a comment there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, Facebook. Nigeria Info PH for Twitter. All right, looking at what we have here. Let's see what's happening. Ah, well. Okay. I'll still read these ones later on. La, 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 la. All right, let's get to WhatsApp. Okay, on WhatsApp, the first thing INEC will do is to say that they are not aware Now, you're not answering my question. You're saying something else. Enu Amaka says, where does zero belong in your scale? I don't believe in this INEC. They're not sincere at all. Zero, where does zero belong? Zero belongs to extremely overconfident. One is the highest. Five is the lowest. So zero should be like the most highest. All right. On INEC, Amifo Ernest from Port Harcourt says, INEC has done exceedingly well to have my confidence on scale one by what they have said and done. I believe INEC, by especially the BVAS innovation, the electorate have shown more signs of ingenuity, except that the checks of INEC to deregister multiple registration. I give INEC kudos and expecting more confidence in the coming days. All right, that's from Amifo. Thank you for your message there. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. Keep those messages coming. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We have Peter from Woji. Hello, Peter. Good evening, Peter.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Peter. Yes, from Professor.
Right, Peter, go on. I'm listening.
Well, me, I don't think my level of confidence or trust and on IMEC is up to 2%. Let me just say 1/1/4.
So you're choosing 5. Are you sure you were listening to me?
Just a 1.
1 is the highest, though.
Used by top politicians. And when you talk about the chairman of INEC, was you and I know that he was boldly appointed by the government led by PMD. So I don't see Mahmoud on that independent position. He always listened to that superiority voice that had appointed him. Secondly, on the part of the electorate, is a natural phenomenon, stomach sick. People will always collect money in order to feed or whatever and share their confidence and share their conscience. But my advice to my fellow Nigerians and my fellow electorate, come 2023. Let us use our PDC to vote a credible, most qualified, and honest man who will take us to this promised Nigeria we've been praying and yearning for.
Okay, so
Nigerians,
Peter,
should not set their vote and set the future of their generation for just peanuts. Our PDC 2023 is our division and is our voice. Let's make use of it and forget about what the corrupt politicians will give us.
All right, thank you for calling, Peter. It was almost sounding like he is my guest on the show. Isaac from Eliozu. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, Costa.
You're welcome, Mr. Isaac.
Right. On a scale of 5 to 1, I'll give 3 to INEC.
Okay.
Okay. It's a function of the endemic factor in Nigerian politics. When we consider what happened during the 1993 general election, when the voice was raised on the eve of the declaration of the result. So I give 3 to INEC. But as the electorate, we have a lot to do in order for us to actually protect democracy in our country. One of that is that we have to do advocacy among ourselves. Yeah. Now, National Orientation Movement is not doing anything. And then we are not going to relent because the election is more important to us as citizens than those in leadership. So we have to do advocacy. Beyond that, it is our responsibility to protect our country because the other side of election is violence. So if we don't have a peaceful election, the other side of it is violence. So to avert that, we must preach tolerance. We must also educate the citizen to see the law court as the final arbiter for the common man. We should also galvanize our people to pick up their PVC and then discourage people, money-backed politicians, from taking advantage of the poverty in our country by derailing a process in the name of good value. I think if we do a little of this, we may be sure that our confidence level may move to 2, but not necessarily 1. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Isaac. All right, back to WhatsApp here. What's your confidence level in INEC, in the ability of, is it ability right now? Maybe ability of the electoral umpire to deliver a free and fair, credible election come 2023. And I'm asking you to gauge your own level of confidence in INEC, all right? On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 is the highest, 5 is the lowest. So if you're saying your own is 0, it means your own is more than highest. It means you're overconfident in INEC. All right. Good evening, Constance. I don't trust INEC. INEC is already compromised. I watched a video from Imo State where the guys, did you listen at the beginning of the show? Yes, I played that particular audio. Part of it, actually. And then I played the audio of a response from INEC Public Affairs Officer in River State, Geraldine Ekelemu. And she says that the commission is doing something right now. It's called cleaning up of the register of voters. So this is more like, yes, we expect that that would happen. We're checking. Okay, let me not be the one talking here. Please, let's listen to her again. I'm not an INEC spokesperson, please. Listen to the woman, the madam. Hello.
Claims seek to bring to the consciousness of the commission errors that are made in name spelling, in date of birth, on the gender specification of the individual who had come to register, or any other error that could happen while the registration was going on. Objection 6. To point out people who have been included or who have been registered who ought not to be part of that registration.
All right, so that's what she says they're doing. Rhymes from Umebule. I'm sure now that you've heard that, you can think about your response to my questions. Thank you. All right, hi, Constance. 1, confident of 1 through 5. What's that? Citizens should be honest in providing correct information. And you say INEC should be vigilant. F. Young from Port Harcourt. All right. This person says, I score INEC 2%. Remember, you're not scoring INEC. You are gauging your level of confidence in the electoral umpire. Not scoring INEC anything. The score is you. All right. People should remember the Electoral Act and start sensitization as other parts of the country are doing, rather than staying here and whipping up sentiments. Most people crying don't even have a PVC. Some that manage to have will be playing football on election morning. What they don't know is someone must emerge in 2023. After that, what is left for them is to cry and shout as usual for another 4 years. I'm Obinna from Orazi. All right, that's Obinna's message there. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0007. So I'm gauging your level of confidence in INEC. 2023 elections is... around the corner, actually. We've already entered Ember. Before you know it, it's January, and then it's February. An election happens. So what do you think? Are you confident that the electoral umpire is going to deliver? Are you confident that the electoral umpire is ready? Or will be ready when the time comes? Dear Constance, the confidence level is nothing to write home about. I will not give them 5. As we communicate, I have gone for my PVC over and over. yet it is not ready. My case is an incident case, lost card. Oh, wow. I did my revalidation since November 2021. INEC is not trying at all. So I will give INEC 5. Very poor. From Jay. All right. My confidence level is 0. What I should do to help INEC is that the INEC chairman should resign due to the gross accusation. All right. Good evening, presenter. I don't have any confidence in INEC, honestly. Your name is Gift. And then AJ from Rumo C says, I don't trust INEC to conduct free and fair elections. With the recent deregistration of Nigerian voters from their portal, an independent body as big as INEC can't tell me their system cannot detect people who have registered before. Even OPEI can tell when you have used a particular number before. All right, remember we're answering other questions. I would like to hear from you. What do you think electorates can actually do to help INEC deliver? And what do you also think INEC can do to show, to prove we're not biased, we're not compromised, we are also ready to deliver? That's those are the questions. Temple from Rukwoko. Hello, Temple.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Temple. Welcome.
Yes, I salute you specially. I think if you to go by your question, I don't think I have a confidence on INEC.
Why?
Looking at what is trying to play out, don't have any confidence at all. It tells me that their system is going to give us an issue. If INEC cannot detect who has registered before, the system must thumbprint. In the process of thumbprinting, it's very much obvious that thumbprinting is a universal thing. It cannot be changed. You cannot be adapted. The system should be able to tell us that this person thumbprinting or giving us a fake name has already been registered and we have the, its data. So, like the woman responded, I don't think that her response, in fact, I see it as an inconsequential. Because you can't tell me that it's a mistake. That cannot be a mistake. And when you look at somebody that is Nigerian giving you a Japanese name, you look at the person very well, from head to toe, you should be able to ask the question. The person give you another name, give you a reflect. Oh, it doesn't make sense, my dear. Let's look at this whole scenario, the way it should be looked at. You can't tell me that it's a mistake when you say that the person has registered before. What happened to the thumbprinting we are doing? What happened to the face we are capturing? What happened
okay,
to
Temple.
All those things, information they ask before they do the compiling?
All right, Temple. So, yes, because I still want an answer to my other questions. So, with all these, all right, that are playing out right now, what do you think also that as electorates, because come what may, INEC is the electoral umpire and will conduct the election come 2023. What do you think electorates can do to help INEC do a good job?
The only thing, as far as I'm concerned, I'll answer this question as an individual.
Okay, right,
the electorate cannot do anything as far as INEC is concerned. And in the aspect of registration, the only responsibility I have that day is to get my PVC, give INEC, why they accredit me, and I put, that is what I owe them. So they don't need to do the need for making sure that the proper capturing is being done. I'm not the one to do it for them. Even though I come to give them a fake name or a fake, will I also give them a fake fingerprint?
All right, thank you very much for calling, Temple. All right, so owing to the allegation or claims from CUPP, that's the Coalition of United Political Parties, that they have at least, all right, so part of what they displayed over there, you know, during that press conference were more like extracts of the National Voters Register, which it's claimed were part of at least 10 million fake registrations done by just one of the political parties. All right. crypto, from what they have said so far, fake names and names of females with pictures of males are part of the things they mentioned. But then INEC, before Wednesday, released a statement to say they are doing a cleaning up of their register. And very soon they are also looking to bring that to the public so that Nigerians can also help them and check. In case there is a, let me find the INEC Commissioner for Voter Registration, Voter Education. Let me find that, his statement. I want to read exactly how it is stated on that statement. Where are you when I need you? One, two, three. One, two. All right, here we go. Okay, so what was that he said? Let me see. All right, so he says, as soon as the process is concluded, all right, referring to the cleaning up of the register using the automated biometric identification system, all right? He said this is ongoing, and this is how they were able to detect those over 1.1 million multiple registrations. So he says, as soon as this particular process is concluded, the commission will provide the public with full information as usual. And then thereafter, valid registrants will be added to the existing National Register of Voters before publishing same nationwide. Why? He says it's for scrutiny, for claims and objections by citizens as required by the Electoral Act 2022. All right, we have Friday from Ichi. Hello, Friday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good evening, Friday. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abara Town in Ichi, local government area of River State.
Okay.
So, the acronym INEC, I think it simply means Independent National Electoral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how independent is this electoral body? Going by what the madam there said, I think I lack confidence in what INEC could be able to do in 2023. And with what she said, I think they may not be able to conduct election when they fix that time. Because I think they will be having bottlenecks here and there, and they would like to do a cleanup. The day I went to open the headquarters of my own local government to register, I discovered that all of us from HA, we are going to okay to register. I think that was the highest insult on this ethnic nationality called HA. We are all the whole people from HA, we gather in one place to come and register. And that is not what is obtainable in some other parts of the country. And then if you said we want to get it right, should we have all these foul plays and bottlenecks and there? So the credibility of INEC conducting election, and a credible one, remember they said credible election, I don't see the credibility there.
So what do you think? All right, all right. Thank you very much for calling. He's already spent a lot of time here. Good evening. All right, I think I've seen this message. Yeah? Yeah, I have. Elochi says, good afternoon, sis. Okay, yes, INEC is cleaning up fake voters from their database. So why is the woman worried that the investigation got to the social media? Or is there something she's not telling us? Seriously, INEC is not competent. I saw a court case online by Imo State governor alleged to tell INEC not to use BVAS on election day. It is so unfortunate. Elochi. And then Joseph Ati says, I'm on the scale of five for INEC. INEC should stop delisting registered voters. Why was this not done before the just concluded extension? I'm sure they are aware where these delisted voters will be putting their votes come 2023. Your name is Joseph. All right, we have commercials. Do we have commercials? Oh, no. No, we don't. Right, we have the news coming up at 5 p.m., but let's read your messages. And you can keep those calls coming so I can actually take calls. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Or 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. My gazing confidence level on INEC is 4. The INEC are still the people we know. They will compromise with the candidates they have in mind. The electorate are just there in their polling unit waiting for the right person they voted. They don't know what is going on with the results out there. I'm sure you're aware that 2023 has not come. We've not done the election. You're talking as if we are in the middle of the election. And this is what INEC is doing right now. That's the way your message actually sounds. All right. Well, what's your name? There's no name attached to this message. Please do well to, you know, add your name and your location to your messages. Please help me and do that. All right. Thank you very much. On Twitter, let's see what's happening there. And of course, on Facebook as well. Help me gauge your confidence level in INEC. 1 to 5. 1 is the highest, 5 is the lowest. How confident are you that INEC is going to do the needful, or that INEC is ready for the elections, or will be ready when the time comes? Ozzo Francis Namani on Facebook says, more importantly, money back politics, vote buying and vote selling should be tackled thoroughly ahead of the 2023 general elections. Nigerians wouldn't accept unnecessary excuses this time around. INEC should strategize and take the bull by the horn. Thanks and God bless. All right. Popnen Lole says, good evening, Constance. My confidence in INEC is 4 just because of the new electoral law. There will be some level of trust now because the awareness of at the public domain now will make them sit up in most cases. All right. Thank you. From your question, no confidence in INEC, but I know is that God will help common Nigerians in 2023. Jerry Panama from Alu. Okay. Get on Facebook and join the conversation there as well. And you can tell your loved ones. All right? So in case they cannot tune in, let them go and join the conversation on Facebook. Ejiofor Onyishi on Twitter says, INEC, what happened? INEC supposed to be totally independent, going by Nigeria's constitution, but very disappointing when you hear the president saying he won't interfere in 2023 election, which means there had been... Oh, come on, let's not do this. Right? But you say your confidence in INEC is 50%. Okay. Francis Chukwe Meka, my confidence level is 5, if actually 5 is the least on the scale. INEC is not independent. Those at INEC should be voted into the position of work, not by presidential appointment. INEC is also not independently funded. What does our law say about votes buying or party bribery? All right, thank you for your message there. Zulezu on Twitter, my confidence on INEC on a scale of 1 to 5 is 3 over 5 because INEC is a work in progress. After 2023 elections, INEC will improve in its operations. Is it bit by bit you meant? All right. Well, thank you, though. Which other one do I have here? Okay. Have to make way for the news. My name is Constance Mega, and this is Hard Facts on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info.